Zone, coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre on the Buzz Radio Network. It's time to talk hog football with the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Jim's Razorback Pizza with three locations throughout Central Arkansas. Highway 10 just past Taylor Loop and Little Rock, just off the Morgan Maumelle exit, and in Hot Springs off Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square. It's Wing Madness at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Each Monday night till close, it's three wings for $1. Dine in only at Jim's Razorback Pizza.
Football's on the left hash. Wide receiver split to the right side. Horton wide into the boundary. Williams is the single setback. Hogs line up with two tight ends. Play fake. Allen rolling to his right. He's got a man alone at the 10-yard line. That's going to be a touchdown. Lavin into the end zone. Sophomore tight end, 24 yards. And the Hogs are on the board.
That was the opening score. One of a handful for Arkansas. Also, we welcome you back here, I should say, to the Little Rock Touchdown Club, presented by Epic Health. And as we go on through here, Lavin, I didn't know that was your... How you pronounce his name?
I didn't either. I'm glad I know now. From Hawaii.
L-O-E-W-E-N. That's how you spell Lavin. 6-play, 75-yard drive. Arkansas also with an 8-play, 78-yard drive. A 13-play, 75-yard drive allowed to make it 14-7. Hey, Zach Hawker, game ball to you. A 53-yard field goal. And Jonathan Williams scoring his first touchdown of this game in the fourth quarter. Alex Collins with his first touchdown of his career in the fourth quarter as well, and then he got slapped with a 15-yard penalty after slapping hands with a fan, and then he got slapped around by Brett Bielema. So,
verbally,
there's plenty of slapping around going on. But anyway, congratulations to Arkansas. Let's go inside the box.
Who's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
Before those of you out there who are freaking out, start freaking out. I want to tell you this. Arkansas dominated this game statistically. 458 yards of offense rolled up by Arkansas, 231. For a Samford team that, look, I know those of you will never be talked into it if you don't believe in it, but FCS football teams are pretty good. This is a Samford team that has some talent and won seven games in one of the best FCS conferences, if not the best FCS conference, including Appalachian State, Georgia Southern, a couple of teams that are transitioning into FBS football.
That's right.
Pretty good programs. So before you get freaked out, that's a pretty good football team that I bet will win a lot of games this year. Arkansas, 333 yards on the ground. Not the biggest game for Brandon Allen. 9 of 17, 2 touchdowns, 125 yards. Did not throw a pick again, but he was not as efficient as week one. So a little bit disappointing
there. The third quarter is when he kind of hit a speed bump there, going only 2 of 7 for 24 yards in the third quarter.
Another concern for me defensively, Arkansas forces exactly zero turnovers in this game, Chris. That is bothersome.
It's got to change.
Yeah.
This is a defense that we saw force some turnovers in the first game, and I know they were missing three starters, and that could prove a difference, I guess, when you're talking about your all, could I guess not all conference yet, but a guy who could be all conference, a defensive end in Trey Flowers.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, I know he's not all conference, but he could be. He has the potential to be.
Yes.
Him missing is a big piece of that defensive puzzle. Jarrett Lake, a guy this year, really we didn't know much about, came in, led the team in tackles in the first game with 7. And Rohan Gaines, your all SEC freshman safety. All three of those guys out. I'm not saying
what did Lake do? Do we know?
They're the difference. Jarrett Lake.
Unspecified?
Yeah, unspecified.
Violation of team rules?
We know there were two injuries, and his was unspecified.
It was generic of generic?
Yes.
A generic violation of generic sort.
You know, it's interesting how Coach B is so honest about so many things in his thoughts, but he won't give anything away about that.
There's the irony, yeah. Chris. He says everything that's on his mind and yet tells us nothing. It's crazy.
Alex Collins,
again, 0 negative yards. 24 carries, 172 yards. Jonathan Williams, 17 carries, 126 yards. I think they found their featured back, and the 1-2 punch is a-working. I heard the best nickname for it the other day. Let me ask you what you think about this.
Go for it.
I'll have to think about it now because I'm totally out of it because I got it.
And this guy was making fun of Corso earlier.
I know.
Can we put that down?
But I'll be fine tomorrow after I get some sleep.
Do you want me to tell you one that I've heard? Maybe this is the same one.
The Pork Chop Express.
The Pork Chop Express.
I think
okay.
That was it.
I've heard that one. I've heard Buddha and the Beast.
That sucks. We're not doing that.
You're not doing that?
No.
You don't like
I'm not throwing the in. I'm not doing Buddha and the Beast. What else you got?
Wow. Uh-huh. You just want to jump on anything that's fun now, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Fun police.
Somebody said will call. Will, as in Williams. Call, as in Collins. Will call. I don't hate that. It's better than booting the beast.
So you just want to not be fun.
I'm going with the Pork Chop Express or whatever it was.
Whatever.
I think that's what it was. That's not exactly what it was. It was like...
What are Bielema's dog's name? What are they?
Lucy
and what?
Lucy and the Beast. I don't know.
they should call it that.
I don't like
whatever
that.
The other dog's name is. Better than Will Call.
Will Call's not terrible. It's better than Booting the Beast.
No, it's
what
not.
What was the one that, from Friday that I liked? Maddie, do you remember that from Friday? What did I, it was like the Pork Chop Express, but I'm not sure that's exactly right.
I forget. There were so many good ones.
You ignore the
Wiggly?
Show.
The Piggly
no.
Wiggly?
That's better than
no, it's
what,
not.
What was it? It was like, it was something Express. What do they call the team at, what do they call SMU? With
the Pony Express.
Pony Express. Okay, it was definitely Express. I got that part right.
The Piggy Express?
No, it was something like pork or pork chop or hog chop or hog
someone
slop.
Just texted you. Maybe that's it.
It was Pork Chop Express. Ethan actually listened to the show. You're the only one I can count on, Ethan.
Ethan listens to what you say. You can't remember what you say.
I didn't get any sleep. I'm on no sleep, Jerry. Stay up late watching the stupid Cowboys try to lose again. I'm thinking, I got to hang in here now.
But they won.
These morons have 6 turnovers for us, and they can still lose. I got to watch this. This is going to be epic. I'm going to tell my grandkids about it. One time I watched the Cowboys for 6 turnovers and lose. It was awesome.
Only in Jerry World.
I know, and it almost happened again. It was incredible. That onside kick at the end, I don't know if you saw the highlight. They almost got it. It was
no,
incredible.
No, I do sleep.
Yeah. Well, it was impressive. Brent's not comfortable calling Eminem, but he's comfortable slobbering over Catherine Webb. Thank you very much. Great point, Ethan. He's not
which was
about
more uncomfortable?
Brett,
him
Brett,
slobbering
Brent.
Over Catherine Webb or the Eminem interview? Which
the
one?
Slobbering was uncomfortable.
The slobbering?
Yes. I didn't. Now, admittedly, I didn't see see the deal live. I didn't see the Eminem thing live. I saw it on tape.
After. I didn't see it live either.
But that was intentional.
Twitter exploded, though.
Yeah.
Twitter blew up.
Yeah, I saw Eminem is trending tonight. That's weird.
Yeah.
And then I flipped over there, and I saw, okay. Anyway, I think we went through the box pretty well. Arkansas won. That's all that matters. They're 2-0, and they're going to smash Southern Mississippi this weekend.
Southern Miss, a team that just likes to go through the air once you stop their aerial attack, I think should be easy going from there on out.
It's going to be like a hot knife through air this weekend for Arkansas. That team stinks. So, anyway, one more gimme game, and then you got a challenge at Rutgers.
I mean, they truly are terrible.
Who does Rutgers have this week, Chris? I need you to look into that.
I will. All right. I'll look into it.
Let me take some calls in the meantime. What's up, Sterling?
Sterling. Paging Sterling. Paging Mr. Sterling.
All right. No Sterling it is. Let's go to Michael. Hopefully he wants to chat. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Bubba. What's going on?
What's up, fella?
Hey, man. Don't you think that, I mean, barring everything, who the Hogs have played, don't you think every game ball should go to Coach B because he come down here and put together players he had no idea their talent or anything else, and the placement he has made of them, and come out, and I don't care if it were high school teams. So he come out his first season, boom, boom, 2 wins.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You know how many coaches at Arkansas went undefeated at home in their careers at Arkansas?
No, I don't.
None, my man.
Really?
So he's off to a good start.
Yeah, for real. Well, look here, you know, even Coach B had come in that some coach couldn't even do last year. He come in and won at the Rock. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I feel you. Although I will say if Arkansas opened in the Rock against Samford last year, they probably would have found a way to eke out a win.
Well, it's just like I'm saying, though, guys. He had no idea what he had to work with, you know, and the placement that he's played for all the players and put them in their positions and coached them, man, they come out and won. I mean, I don't care who it was against.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You're right. I appreciate that, Michael. Thanks for the call.
Winning in the Rock should be a given, though, with the record that they've had in Little Rock over the past decade. I mean, that should be a given. Last year was a complete fluke. And look at last year. They lost on the final play both games. I'm not saying
do you think that Ole Miss could win in Fayetteville in 2 years? Yeah, I do too. Ole Miss was pretty good.
Yeah, and especially with the recruiting and what they've done on that front.
Yeah,
Hugh Freeze has put together a solid staff, and
that's the thing. This year's
young, good team.
The Arkansas Mississippi State game this year in Little Rock could be the deciding factor as to which one of those two teams goes to a bowl game. It really could be because I don't think Mississippi State's beaten Ole Miss.
No.
So
I think
the Egg Bowl will not be as relevant. They're going to need to win in the Rock. That's going to be a huge game for both teams, I bet.
Especially if Tyler Russell, their quarterback for Mississippi State, if he's out, I don't know the status on him, but I know he got hurt week one. If he's out, he was everything that they had, and they didn't have much.
Can't argue that. It's been a lot of bad quarterback play lately. Robert's in Little Rock. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Doing my best to like Bielema. I think he's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. But I don't like a blowhard. And the thing he said about Alex Collins, I agree with you. That was wrong. The kid probably didn't even know he couldn't do that. And also, Jared Lake, he talks about what a great leader he is and great personality and how everybody likes him, and then all of a sudden he's suspended. Of course, we'll never know why. But I don't think he needs to back himself in the corner like that just to be blowing smoke, is my opinion.
Yeah, I think the way Alex Collins responded to it, too, which was basically saying, yeah, my bad. I did something wrong. And he said, look, it's one thing if you're taunting the other team. I would have chewed on him hard, too. But it's another thing to be celebrating with your fans. He said he looked up. He said he had been looking down. He opened his eyes. He looked up, and there were the fans. And it was just a natural reaction. He said he knew that he couldn't do it, but he got caught up in the moment. And I think he'll learn from it. But I just thought Bielema's comments were a little bit too harsh for that situation. So I definitely agree with you on that. But, you know, everybody's going to learn from it. Maybe even Coach Bielema will learn a little something from the way he handled it as well. But I think Alex Collins, from everything I've seen, he's a good kid. He works hard, and he's a huge asset going forward. You want to put your stock in somebody in Fayetteville? That would be my guy.
He's your building block for the future.
He has done something that no running back in the history of the school has ever done, and that's come out and rush for 100 yards in his first two games as a Razorback. That's pretty amazing, and that includes guys like Darren McFadden, because they wouldn't let him off the bench in his first game, and guys like Cedric Cobbs, who did play, but didn't have that kind of game, and he wasn't given the kind of opportunity. He didn't get 20 carries in his first game either, because I was there, but he was pretty impressive right out of the gate as well. Robert, appreciate the call, my man.
Thank you.
Take care. Kaylee?
Kale.
Kale.
Oh, Kale, okay.
Kale. Kale's.
What's up, Kale?
Kale, Jakery Kale.
Well, I'm just reading what it says.
What's going on, man?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
What's
hey,
up?
I don't want to people read too much into the game, even though they only threw 17 passes. To me, it looked like they were kind of forcing the passing game a little bit, because I think Coach B knows that this team can pretty much run the ball. They can pound most of the people on their schedule. It might be a little bit different against Alabama, LSU, Florida, Texas A&M. And they're going to need to develop the passing game.
Yeah.
And the bad thing that I saw about Allen last night, he was relatively accurate, but there were a lot of times when he chose to throw into coverage when he either had a guy open or he had a receiver that was singled up. And I just think that they want to give him as many of those opportunities to make those reads early in the season in these games that they can pretty much roll out of bed and win. And because I think Coach Bielema, he really wants to win all the games. Realistically, he knows he's not. But I really think he wants to beat Alabama. He wants to beat Florida. He wants to beat A&M. He wants to beat LSU. And if they're going to have any chance in those games, they're going to have to be able to pass the ball as well as run it, because they're not going to ground out 350, 400 yards against any of those teams.
I agree with all that. Yeah, I'd love to see them throw it about 40 times this weekend just to work on some things.
Yeah. And then on the thing with Alex Collins, I still think that that's one of the worst rules in all of sports.
Yeah.
Like the guy said earlier, if you're not taunting the other team, if you're not delaying the game, I mean, if you score a touchdown and you want to turn flips all the way back to your sideline, mm-hmm. if that's not holding up the game, there should be no penalty.
Yeah, you know what? We make fun of soccer a lot on this show, but at least they have the celebration part right. They let those people go nuts. The whole team.
Those people.
You mean
what do you mean?
Soccer players?
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, you also have to consider with soccer, Alex Collins now has as many career touchdowns as most soccer players have career goals. So, I mean, when you score a goal in soccer, I mean, you know the old saying, act like you've been there before.
If you're into that kind of
thing. You have to consider the majority of those guys have never been there before, and they're never going to be there again.
Yeah, it's could be. So, all right, Kev, good work. Call more often, then we'll get your name right.
Okay.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right, later.
I want it to be like the old days when you watched the ESPN special, those celebrations that they had were classic. I wish they'd bring them back.
More calls coming up in just a moment, but it's time now to get defensive.
Getting Defensive with Matt Harris is brought to you by Exceptional Physical Therapy, specializing in sports injury rehabilitation, back pain, and balance retraining. Exceptional PT is breast cancer certified and is one of the only two lymphedema clinics in the state. Exceptional Physical Therapy for an exceptional you. 1102 South Street in Benton or on the web at exceptionalpt.com.
38 seconds. Auburn still has not snapped the ball. Now Burns gets the snap. Cody's going to try to throw deep down the middle of the field. It is intercepted at the 27-yard line. Intercepted by Matt Harris, and the Hogs are going to win this football game.
Oh, yes, indeed. There he is.
I love that intro.
Yeah, well, you're
never
welcome.
Never gets old, does it?
Never.
Every time you do something good, I'll highlight it, my man. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Even in daily life, if you do something good, just walking around the streets.
Oh, just let them know.
Buddy, I'm telling
you. We'll voice it over daily. And we'll put it in the open.
Someday when you get married, we're going to do a big highlight reel that we'll introduce you with after that. Someday when you have a young Harris of your own.
It happens to everyone.
Here he comes.
Everyone.
All listeners.
Daddy Harris. We'll do a whole big thing for that. When you make your first, when you make your second million, we'll do a big deal about that. I mean, bro, I'm here for you. You accomplish, we highlight. That's what we do.
It's a job.
My world.
When you fail, we're going to make fun of you, but that's also part of the deal. It's a give and take.
We're friends.
It's all even.
Yeah, you do it.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Can we take a couple calls? These people are actually on time making phone calls.
Yeah.
So is it cool if you wait for
I
a second?
I get it.
Here he is again with these
I just
people.
Hope Coach Osmore doesn't come and sit down before we get a chance to talk to you, because then you're going to really be pushed to next week. And then our friends at Exceptional PT are not going to get their money's worth. You did go by there and see my girl.
I did.
How are
Carrie. They're doing great down there in Benton. They were good people.
They are good
folks. It was fun to meet with them. They had a nice little setup down there. It gave me nightmares of when I do physical therapy.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't give you nightmares, then they're not doing their job.
That's right.
They do it.
I wonder if she,
I got cold sweats.
I need to get my Achilles worked on.
Oh, that's
Marla. Can you fix my Achilles? It's pretty jacked up.
They can do it.
All right, I'm gonna have to go down there and visit.
They can do it.
All right, I'll go see him. Cody.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Thanks for being on time today, Cody. Maybe you could have a word with Matt Harris. And I'm just getting on Brett Bielema about calling out Alex Collins.
I got in the zone. It was a Monday zone.
You were listening.
You get it? Yeah. Look at him.
He was so focused on all the interesting things we were saying. He's like, gee. I could go on there and talk, too.
I feel like I'm supposed to be there.
Anyway, go on.
I just wanted to say I didn't get to listen to the whole game or watch it. I was at the routing of Henderson when Henderson just beat the snot out of those boys. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
anyway,
82 points.
But when I got into
the
game, we were down. But I didn't have that feeling like you had last year, like we were out of the game, you know. Mm-hmm. Still had that confidence. And it was nice to have that feeling back. You get that from your head coach. It's just not that feeling back, what I want to say. And what's really more amazing about what Alex Collins has done is everybody forgets this boy only started playing high school his junior year.
Yeah.
Started playing football his junior year.
Is there a Razorback lacrosse team? Because, boy, I tell you what, he'd be a beast up there in that as well.
I wish lacrosse was bigger down here or up here.
No,
over here. Yeah, over here.
Over here.
This
down
area.
Here.
Down here.
Down here.
Well, up from him. Up from him.
Look, he ain't playing lacrosse.
Down, he's
up there.
He's down there.
Down here.
I'm just talking. But anyway. Yeah, he's – he had enough. It is amazing, Matt. We were talking. We'll take Lee's call in here in a second. But it is amazing to me that this guy has done something no running back has ever done in Arkansas history.
Who's that?
Alex Collins, 100 yards plus in his first two games at Arkansas. That's pretty incredible. And you were around some pretty good backs in your day, my man. You've seen some pretty good backs roll through there over the years. That's pretty incredible.
You know who he reminds me of? I was talking to Austin Tate this weekend. I said, it reminds me of a guy named Felix Jones. He said, and Tate described Alex Collins the exact same way I used to describe Felix to people. What makes him so good? Why is he so good?
What makes him so good? Why is he so good?
He can be full speed vertically, up and down, north and south, and can go left and right, east and west, and not lose a step of quickness. And Tate said he weighs about 220, 215, something like that. Now, when you get that much agility going that fast, it's a combination of things that are a nightmare for defenders, especially safeties. If you break that defensive line, that box, he's going to break more than not. I mean, I'm thoroughly impressed with Alex Collins and Jonathan Williams. They're both breaking big yards, over 100 yards. I mean, it's just, we've got something special going.
How do you feel about Pork Chop Express?
Pork Chop Express.
That's what he wants to nickname them.
We need a name for the tandem.
That's what you want. So who's pork and who's chop?
I've heard Buddha and the Beast.
He sucks.
Buddha and the
okay.
Beast. You don't like Buddha and the Beast?
No, it's stupid.
He doesn't like that one.
Will Call. Somebody said Will Call. Will, as in Williams. Call, as in Collins. I like that better than that. What was the other one we had that wasn't that bad?
Pork Chop.
Whatever. Beal's dogs.
What's the
Lucy and whoever.
We're going to nickname you Pokey. Pokey. What do you think about Pokey? You got 3 minutes. Anyway, I think
Pork Chop Express.
Let it marinate, Matt.
Let's get the callers. Remember, look, they did. That's what we found
no,
the name
spent,
of the show.
We spent all kinds of, we've already spent three shows on it. We're not doing anymore. Why don't we debate the whole stadium issue, too?
Let's let them go over 100 yards each on our SEC opponents, and then we'll really name
there
them.
You go.
But I do like it.
It's a good start.
It's a great start. You could be going the other way.
Totally awesome. Lee.
Hey.
Totally awesome.
How are you, Lee? What's
going
on?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, man. You wouldn't believe it.
I do believe it, Lee. Anything you tell me, I buy it.
Well, one thing that I wish they would do in football, I'm talking about in all of football, like college and pros, I wish when the guys score or something like that, stop pointing up in the air and kneeling down on the knees.
You want me to quit that?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I don't think God have anything to do with no game.
I agree with that. God doesn't care if you win or lose in this football game.
You know, let's just play ball. You know, I mean, I could see that little jumping up and bumping the chest together and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's fine. That looks cool. You know, that's really good. But, you know, bringing God into it after you do a play, especially, what makes me think that God is really on my side? How come he can't be on the other guy's side? Why is he picking my side to win or the other guy's side to win? You know what I mean?
We should get Tim Tebow to weigh in on this one.
Boom.
Tim Tebow, you mean the
former
backup
NFL
guy
grade.
Who's now going to be a star in the Canadian Football League?
Did he take that?
No.
Yeah, he had God on his side. I mean, God was with him, so he should
God
be
was
winning
with him,
everything
he'd have
now.
Made him more, yeah, if God was with Tim Tebow, he'd have made him a more accurate passer. Anyway, I'm with you in that. But look, that, of all the things that go on in sports, that's one of my least worries, okay? That
very
one doesn't
true.
Bother me nearly as much as guys yammering after they make a tackle after a guy makes 7 yards. It's like, I got you down. It's like, well, that's your job, and I just made 7, stupid.
Right. It's first. It's second and
by
three.
The way, we're up 45-2. Check the scoreboard, knucklehead. And you know what?
Yeah,
we only got that two on a special teams mistake by us, like Jacksonville would. Hey.
Why are you looking right at me in the eye?
Why
you got to
put
this?
My Jaguars in this, man? Come on.
Anyway.
We got it bad enough.
Lee, at the end of the day, Lane Kiffin sucks instead of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's all I know for sure.
At least, though, Texas in that.
Appreciate
you ain't kidding about Lane Kiffin. You're not kidding about Lane Kiffin. I mean, he shouldn't have had that job in the first place.
That's right.
Well,
he's lucky. He's
okay.
My last name was Kiffin, I'd be a head coach somewhere, too.
Al Davis was right. Who knew?
Hey, they look good. The boys look good last night.
I never thought I would say this, but Al Davis was right. That crazy old jumpsuit-wearing man was right all along about Lane Kiffin.
He looked like Lex Luthor when he fired him with that.
He was like a pimp drug dealer.
He wasn't the only one that was right. It was quite a few other people, too. Well, thanks a lot, man. I mean, good show.
Lee, I appreciate
you. See
you, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
We got to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll visit more with Matt Harris. Hopefully,
we're getting defensive.
College coaching legend, Dr. Tom Osborne, will join us here at some point.
Doctor.
I'm excited about it. As we head to the break, can I say about Crazy Mike's? Thank you. It is Monday, after all. And at Crazy Mike's, there's a deal every week. Now, if you were Chris Kane and you wanted to pick one of your good buddy's brains and take him out for dinner, you take him to Crazy Mike's tonight.
Why
your buddy,
wouldn't I?
Yeah, because, I mean, when you buy your dinner, mine comes half off. That's a deal.
Why can't he buy my dinner and
we're
mine
talking
gets
about,
half off?
Yeah, we're talking about the food, though, Chris.
Oh,
sorry.
I get confused.
My dinner's half off, okay? Not my shirt.
I confused.
Hey, take it easy, cowboy. Anyway, it is exciting no matter what, though. Crawfish bisque, gumbo, wings, whatever you're in the mood for.
I've had it all.
And the best hush puppies on the planet, bar none, not even close.
Will you bring me some of these hush puppies?
You know what? I will. Crazy Mike, one of these days soon we're going to get Maddie Harris in studio.
Yes.
You know, we'll go out for lunch one day.
We need to go out there.
I'll take you out there.
I've heard nothing but delicious.
Well, it is
things.
At 200 North Bowman Road in Little Rock. And for those of you who have not tasted the hush puppies, I almost feel terrible for you.
I love hush.
While I don't think God necessarily plays a role in the outcome of athletic events, I think he did reach down and touch Crazy Mike's hush puppies because he laid hands. They are special. Special.
God.
They are spectacular.
I'm going to pray for you today.
200 North Bowman Road, Crazy Mike's. Go see him or call 501-907-MIKE. And I want to thank Mike again catering the Paul Eels golf tournament. So it was always
rest
a good thing when Crazy Mike's involved. Go by and see him. Give him a high five and tell him thanks for the hush puppies. So go for the hush puppies, stay for the catfish, the wings, the po'boy sandwiches, and the biscuit.